This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Christy Clark wants to build a 10-lane highway bridge to replace the George Massey Tunnel that goes under the Fraser River from Richmond to Delta. The province says it will start construction on the bridge next year with an estimated $3.5 billion price tag. Richmond City Council is opposed to the project, saying it prefers to see the tunnel twinned. Dee Whalen is with Fraser Voices, a group of residents that formed recently to fight the bridge project. And Dee joins me this morning by phone from Richmond. Hello, Dee.
Hi there.
Now, what reason does the province give for wanting to replace the tunnel with a bridge?
Well, I think they're talking about reducing congestion. That seems to be their only reason to do that. And I don't see how it's going to reduce congestion. I think it would just move the traffic congestion up to the Oak Street Bridge.
Is it also a safety issue with the tunnel? I mean, it's almost 60 years old at this point.
Maybe that's one of the other reasons that they're giving. But they also commissioned a upgrading of the tunnel back in 2004, and they did seismic upgrading, and it was finished in 2006. And at that point, they said it's good for another 55 years. So it looks to me as if it's fine. But it appears that their reasons for wanting a bridge changed somewhere between that time and now.
I think according to Richmond City Councillor Harold Steeves, the bridge is more about moving ships up the river than cars across it. Tell me what he says about it.
But he is part of Fraser Voices, and he is, of course, he's the history of Richmond. He's given us lots of background. And so what we think is really happening here is not about reducing congestion and getting cars out of sight, out of mind in Delta, and then putting them into Richmond so that they're congested at the Oak Street Bridge. We think that the real reason for a high-level bridge is because there are people that and groups that want to industrialize the Fraser River. If it wasn't that, then there would be no reason to replace the tunnel. If they wanted to put a bridge in, it could be just a bridge just like, say, the Granville Street Bridge, you know, just kind of level. But what they're proposing is a huge bridge that would be so tall that the approaches on either side would extend probably, you know, off to Westminster Highway and down to the south to the new South Fraser Perimeter Freeway. So it's a really high-level bridge.
So there was a kind of a track, it appears, that the province was on. They seismically upgraded the tunnel, and then Kevin Falcon said it was good for another 50 years, and I believe he even talked about planning to twin the tunnel, and then there was a kind of a sudden about-face.
Yeah, I can give you a bit of a timeline on what we have found out and what Harold has been able to uncover. So they did the seismic upgrades on the tunnel in 2006. In 2008, all of a sudden we had new bus lanes being built on either side, on the Richmond side and on the Delta side, all the way out to White Rock. And that was for a rapid bus service. That was in 2008. So all the time we're thinking, and they even talked about twinning the tunnel in 2006. In 2012, Kevin Falcon was the Minister of Transportation and Highways back then. He talked about a business case, and he said, no, there'll be no changes to a Massey Tunnel replacement or any kind of project unless we have a good business case, and no project can go ahead without one. Well, here in 2015, in November, Todd Stone, who's the new minister, says, we're going to have a business case, and we're going to announce it pretty soon. And we still haven't seen any good business case for having a replacement bridge instead of the tunnel. And as I said, in 2012, you know, partway through all this process, Robin Sylvester from Port Metro Vancouver says, we need to have a bridge so that we can get, you know, huge tankers in up the river.
What are Port Metro Vancouver's plans for the river as you understand them?
Well, there's a number of projects that are either pending or are expanding. There's the Tilbury LNG. Tilbury plant wants to expand. There is a jet fuel pipeline and unloading facility being planned for around by Riverport, which is on the Richmond side. Further up the river, Surrey Coal Ports is taking American coal, and they want to transport it to China, so they want to expand as well. Another thing that Port Metro Vancouver has done is they bought the old Gilmore farm, which is a little further up the river around Nine Road, and they're just sitting on it right now. They're not doing anything with it, but they say that that's for further expansion, for industrializing the needs of Port Metro Vancouver.
And Richmond City Council is opposed to the idea of a bridge.
Yes, yes, they are. They're on record.
And what about Metro Vancouver?
Metro Vancouver as well are opposed to, well, they want to have more time to review this whole project that the provincial government seems so head on getting done, because there is a Metro Vancouver transportation strategy, and they want to see how this idea is supposed to fit in with the rest of what Metro Vancouver has already decided. So they are asking for more time to review the project, and I understand that they want the federal government to withhold any federal infrastructure funding for the Massey Bridge until people have had time to see how this is all going to fit in. I mean, you can't have a 10-lane bridge, you know, funneling into a city that only has, you know, 4-lane access, and expect that everything is going to be fine. You know, I think what we really need is better transit so we can get people out of their cars and not contribute to the climate change issues that we have right now.
It seems to me that this is exactly the kind of project that would generate a federal environmental review. Is that the case?
Well, no, it doesn't require a federal environmental review, but that again is what Fraser Voices is proposing and urging the federal government to do. We are asking the federal government to, number one, withhold federal infrastructure funding for this project, and number two, to engage in a federal environmental review panel. Now, a review panel would actually be people sitting across the table, and you can make a report to them. You know, you can be there in person, not just written submissions. So we'd like to see a review panel. From what I understand, a provincial environmental review will only be looking at where the bridge lands on either side of the Fraser River, like, you know, where the pylons are. It won't take into account the loss of farmland for the approaches, for the clover leaves on either side of Delta, which is agricultural land, and on the Richmond side, which is also ALR. It won't take into account the dredging of the river and the effects on the Fraser River estuary, on the salmon runs. This is the biggest salmon river in the world, the Fraser River. So provincial environmental review won't even take that into account, whereas a federal environmental review would. We're also the biggest stopover for the Pacific Flyway for migrating birds that are going north to south. So there's a lot of things that a provincial review just won't even address, whereas a federal review would. And as well, the federal minister of fisheries, Minister Tutu, in his mandate letter, it says that is one of his main priorities, is the protection of fisheries.
It sounds as if this is really about a port expansion. Then that's where the federal environmental review, if there were to be one, should focus on what would happen if the port expanded to that extent in that area.
Absolutely, we agree that the federal government should be highly involved in all of this. And Port Metro Vancouver and other ports across Canada, from what we've heard, are just being really being bullies in this, in any of the things that they want to do. When we say, you know, you're buying farmland and you can't do that. They say, I don't care about the Agricultural Land Commission. That's provincial. We're feds. And, you know, they just want to override any of local concerns, even provincial concerns, and do whatever they want.
What are you asking people to do if they're concerned about this?
Oh, please write to the federal ministers of transportation infrastructure, write to environment ministers, that's McKenna, write to the Minister of Fisheries, send the letter to the Prime Minister. They all need to know that people are concerned. Of course, copy your own MP as well, but we really need people to step up to the plate and start asking some questions, because there really doesn't seem to be any plan here.
Thanks so much for talking to me this morning about this, Dee.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you, Jane.
I've been speaking with Dee Whelan. She's with the group Fraser Voices. If you'd like to find out more, they have a Facebook page. You can just search on Fraser Voices.